Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Oh, yeah! Ha! Cool! Friday! Yeah! Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. I'm excited. You're excited. We're all excited. Let's get on with the show. Yes, it's the 10th of April, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours right here in the BTN News Show in around 5 minutes.
Wow! Yeah.
We talked a few weeks ago, well, I guess it was probably a little bit more than a few weeks ago, about the declining popularity of Facebook among the teens. Turns out that that wasn't really true. Or at least that's according to Pew Research. I don't really know what that is. Pew, like something stinks. Anyways, Facebook with teens is way up there at 71%, followed by Instagram at 52%, Snapchat at 41%. That's kind of scary. Twitter at 33%. That's tied with Google Plus at 33%. I'll take that back. That's even scarier. Vine at 24%, Tumblr at 14%, and other social media sites are all down there at 11%. The research says that 71% of teens from the ages of 13 to 17 use Facebook. And Pew also found in their research that 41% say it's their most visited site of the day. Of course, what I'm saying right now, being the fact that you are a parent of a teenager, this is nothing new to you. Amazon? They fed up with fake reviews. According to GeekWire, the e-commerce giant has filed a lawsuit against a man known as Jay Gentile from California, who was identified as the operator of several websites that peddle product reviews, including buyreviews.net. The lawsuit is accusing Gentile, other than having a really bad last name, of offering fake verified reviews for a price and telling potential customers that they can just ship empty boxes to his writers for the website to recognize the purchase. No, this is nothing new. This practice of giving bad fake reviews has been going on for a very long time, but this might be the first time that Amazon has actually filed a case against a fake reviewer provider. In the end, probably nothing will come out of this except a lot of rich lawyers. Did you update iOS 8.3 yet? Yeah, you might just want to hold off a little bit, if Touch ID is really important to you. Yes, Apple released iOS 8.3 last Wednesday, and it included several major changes, like new emojis, a keyboard spacebar fix, and other little things. Other things it included is a broken Touch ID for some users. Yay! Now, it's not just getting into your phone. No. That's actually still working. It's when you want to go in and actually make a purchase through the App Store. Apple continues to ask you for your iTunes password every time you try to make a purchase. Now, no, this is not affecting everyone, but it is affecting a lot of people. Devices it's really affecting, though, are the iPhone 5S, the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, and the iPad Air 2. So if you haven't upgraded, just wait a little bit if it's that important to you. I'm sure Apple will have a fix soon, probably in time for Watch Day. Speaking of the Apple Watch, yes, we still have some Apple Watch news. I know, okay, it was just a few more days and that news will start to die down. But this goes out to the ones that are really wanting to get the watch. So you've made your choice. You really want it? You best be going online to pre-order the thing, because that is the only way you're going to be able to get it. Yep, pre-ordering your watch online. Apple has confirmed this 100,000,000,000%. You ain't going to be walking into the store and saying, "Yes, I'd like a watch." Now, you're going to be able to try an Apple Watch via an appointment in physical stores in Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Japan, the UK, and the US starting tomorrow. But there has been no announcement or mention of an in-store option, just via the Apple website. The Apple Watch, of course, officially comes out on sale April 24th. Until then, cross your fingers that the Apple website is in good working order so you don't have to keep hitting refresh, refresh, refresh. Crap. Social media, yeah, we've all kind of become accustomed to it. But what really sucks about social media particularly is spoilers. But a Google patent might actually help us out with this dilemma that we have. Google is actually playing with a little bit of technology for a method to actually block spoilers from ambushing you on your social media feeds. Basically, the idea is you would let the spoiler-blocking service know about a particular TV show, book, movie, sports, you know, this kind of thing that you're interested in, and basically would filter out anything that had to do with it. Another great thing, too, say you're trying to play catch-up, I don't know, on Walking Dead or something like that. Say you've seen episodes, you know, 1 to 7, but you haven't went that far. You can actually tell the app that, yes, I've only got this far. So don't tell me anymore. Now I know, of course, if you're a TV freak and exciting as this sounds, it's still not yet available. Even though Google has the patent, there's no guarantees that this idea will ever turn into anything real. They do say, though, if they ever get this plan off the ground, they will try it first on G+. That is kind of funny. I kind of thought Google Plus was already a spoiler blocker, you know, since nobody's really there. And finally, this has to do with microchips and broadcasting. At one time, we thought antennas, they need to be this big thing so they can either send or receive signals. Research published in the Physical Review Letters have led to the theory that electrical magnetic waves are generated not only by the acceleration of electronics, but also due to something called symmetry breaking. Whatever the heck that means, let's just put it into simpler terms, shall we? They're saying that now we could actually put antennas in microchips. They're saying that using a thin film of piezoelectric material have found that certain frequencies could act like basically an aerial antenna. Now, no, there's a lot of research to go in this thing, but findings are actually looking pretty positive right now, and antennas in microchips could actually be something that we're going to be seeing in the very near future. Oh, I can see all the spy agencies lining up already. Hey, look who's first in line. It's the NSA. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Well, it's Friday. We all know what that means. Oh yeah, it is Mac Show Day. Yeah, 3 p.m. UK time live. The Mac Show. That's also 10 a.m. Eastern Time US, 7 a.m. Pacific. And you won't want to miss this show today. We've got Adam Christensen on the show. Doc Rock and Roll is going to be on the show. Michael Gaines going to be checking in. Mr. Chuck LaTorta is going to be on the show. Even actually, believe it or not, I'm going to be on the show too. But please don't let that turn you off from tuning in. I promise I won't talk too much. And of course, our very own Ewan Rankin at the helm to try and control the chaos that will be probably regarding the Apple Watch. That is the Mac Show today. BritishTechNetwork.com. Live is the place to be at 3 p.m. UK time. As for the news show, that wraps up your Friday and your entire week of the news show. Hope your week's gone well. I hope your Friday's going good for you. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend ahead. We will be back here on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening.